The message you're about to hear is sponsored through freewill donations by the global partners of the Remnant Christian Network Ministry. If you would like to be one of the partners supporting this gospel of the kingdom, please visit www.rcnglobal.org. Click the partnership button to register and make your contribution. With a global assignment to witness unto Jesus, Apostle Arome Osai is a teacher and preacher of God's word with the manifestation of the Spirit and power following his ministry. He is passionate about the rebirth of apostolic Christianity in the nations and committed to raising strong and accurate Christian leaders. This message will open you up to new dimensions in God, equipping you to play your part in God's end-time strategy. Here's Apostle Arome.
Anything we need to do now to bring the Holy Ghost is what we need now. That's what we need now. I call my Hallelujah. Because we cannot go back the same. You traveled all the way. Like my brother came all the way from the United Kingdom. You'll not go back the same. My sister came from Johannesburg. You are going back commissioned. Don't worry, when the anointing comes, then I will speak again. For the Lord God wants to begin to restore the things that were taken away. And he has decided to look upon young men, young women, so that he can fill in the ranks of depleted mercenaries and emissaries of the kingdom. God's job description is that he's a king. And he runs a kingdom that is a kingdom of kings and other kings. He's deploying you back as a king this time. Oh my. Now you may be seated. Let's take a shot from the word of God. Psalms 82 from verse 7 to 10. 82 from verse 7 to 10. No, 92. Psalms 92 from verse 7 to 10. 92. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. That means, just in case you see the wicked man making progress, riding in a jeep, it is the intent of God for him to be perpetually snared. That's why it seems his wickedness is working. It is so that they can be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. He said the destiny of the wicked is to perish, to be destroyed forever. But you, God, you are exalted. And in the midst of the enemies, what God does is that he releases an anointing. And the more the anointing projects your horn, the more the enemies are destroyed. That's the formula. It's not as if God should take the enemies away. What he does when they are enemies is that he anoints a man so that his authority can be exalted. The purpose for the anointing and the significance of the anointing is most explicitly revealed under the old covenant. Because any time a man is to ascend to governance, to kingship, his ascendancy is on the strength of an anointing. And the way the anointing was spoken about in the book of Psalms 92 is that there is an intrinsic relationship between the anointing and authority, because it is what releases you into rulership. And so anytime an anointing comes upon your life, the intent of God is that you will rule with it. So just in case you have enemies, that's no longer a challenge, because the anointing empowers you to rule. Have you heard rule thou in the midst of your enemies? I need to tell you about the anointing. And before I can do that, I need to take you to Psalms 110. If we do Psalms 110, in the next 15 minutes, you will now be able to understand Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Anytime the anointing is released, the intent of God is that he wants to raise a ruler. There's something you are designed to rule over. What authenticates the anointing on your life is your ability to rule. We hear that witchcraft has experienced a resurgence in Benin. The cure for that uprising is what? An anointing. Yes. Witches have been mobilized. Ancient portals of witchcraft have been reinstated. And here the doorway of traveling spirits has been reestablished after about 100 years that it was shut down. What I mean by that is a passageway where witches can disappear. The fires of that portal were kindled after 100 years. What God does in such circumstances is that he anoints a man. And the anointing that comes upon your life, what he does is that it increases your authority. Come with me. Psalms 110 from verse 1. He said, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool." So the Father is saying unto the Son, after he finished redemption and ascended back into the heavens, he was given a seat, an office at the right hand of the Father. Now, right hand is kingdom language, which means the place of administration. Come and occupy the place of administration, and it will be my business to bring your enemies and to make them surrender to you. It was a promise that the Father made to the Son. And the administrative capacity that the Son has been assigned on the account of his return after the accomplishment of redemption is the office of the Christ. I've taught that before. I know you know that. The office of the Christ provides administration for the actualization of the intent of God. The Bible says that no man can come unto the Father except by the Christ. It doesn't end there. Because the Father cannot come to you except by him. Because the Bible calls him a mediator between God and man. Provides the administrative infrastructure for you to be able to encounter God. And provides the administrative infrastructure for God to encounter you. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. It is unto that capacity and into that seat that he was assigned in the heavens. So your role from henceforth will only be administrative. You will no longer be on the field. Your days as a field marshal, they are over. Come and assume an administrative capacity. And it will be my business and my strategy to make your enemies. Notice how that Psalms, the book of Psalms 92, talks about enemies, enemies, enemies. And just in case, for those of you that are ministers from the plateau and you have seen aggression and enemies have risen, there is a solution that heaven provides to regions where there are enemies. So the father said to the son, sit down at my right hand, I'll make thy enemies thy footstool. You know, the next question to ask is, how does he want to do that? Then verse 2 comes to the rescue. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Yes, I've taught this before, so most of you know where I'm going. He sent the Holy Spirit out of Zion. The Holy Spirit left Zion because of a promise. Sit down here, because I will make thy enemies to bow at your feet. And how does he want to do it? He sends the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Spirit left Zion with a mandate. He didn't just leave. The mandate with which the Holy Spirit was dispatched was, rule thou in the midst of what? Your enemies. That means if the anointing comes upon you, it is for rulership. If you begin to cooperate with the anointing, you are aligning with the anointing, you are participating in the anointing, it will produce its mandate, and its mandate has to do with rulership. There is no way you can have an operational anointing on your life and governance will not issue from your life. No. Because the Holy Spirit came down with a mandate. The mandate has to do with dominion. It is only when we have dominated that the enemies of Christ will now bow. Because foot soldiers were able to interface with the resources that God dispatched from heaven to achieve his promise. Are you with me? Now, so we can't talk about the anointing outside of a mandate to rule. Now, it's so disheartening when we begin to get the feedback of the things happening in the United Kingdom, Europe, how Christianity is dying. If you find Christianity dying, the anointing is lacking. It means we have men that have not been anointed from heaven. Because the anointing is a token of ascension. Stay with me. It's a token of what? This is what happened. This is what God did. God, by an act of his sovereignty, by an act of his authority, when he wanted to deal with you, what he did was that he took you and put you inside of Christ. So that as he dealt with Christ, he dealt with you. Just like when you take a pen and put in your Bible and take that Bible to Kano, where would the pen be? It will be in Kano. So by an act of God's authority, he decided to include you in Christ. So that everything he did to Christ, he did to you. So on the cross, when Christ died, it was you that died. Because you were in him. When Christ was buried, you were buried. When Christ rose from the dead, according to the book of Romans chapter 6, the Bible says that God raised us from the dead, just like God raised Christ from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, by the same resources by which Christ was raised from the dead, namely the glory of the Father, we are expected to live in the newness of life. That means, are you with me? That means the greatest problem human beings can have is to die. And the cure for death is the glory of the Father. So if your own challenge is fornication, the energy required to raise the dead is more than that required to handle fornication. If you tune to the glory of the Father, that which wants to dominate you will be dominated, because the Holy Spirit came with a mandate. Rule now. I've not finished. When he died, because you were included in him, you died. When he was buried, because you were included in him, you were buried. When he resurrected, because you were included in him, you resurrected. And there is an expectation on that basis that you are expected to live in the newness of life by the resources through which you resurrected. And that's not all. He also ascended. And the Bible reveals in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 that we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. What's the meaning of that? It means, I hope you know, there's no battle in heaven. Eh? There's no poverty there. There's no challenge there. So people that are in heaven have gone beyond the need to fight. They are already victors. They are already perfect. Are you with me? So your anointing came from the realm of the perfect. The realm that is beyond conquering. You see, you are more than a conqueror. What? It means you have passed battles. You have passed fighting. So that is the status of ascension. And the grace that is in the anointing comes from the ascension realm. It means it's beyond the battle. Are you with me? You are not with me. It was when Jesus was attempting to rise from the dead that he had a battle with principalities and powers. And the proof that he conquered them was that he resurrected. But after resurrection, he now ascended. There's no battle there where he is. So that's what it means when the Bible says that we have more than conquerors. We have passed conquering. Now, so if the anointing is an ascension material and it descends from heaven and begins to regulate your life, you know what it will produce? It will produce the victory that is secured before. It will manifest through your life. It will rule. It is the same thing that raised Jesus from the dead. And in order for Jesus to rise from the dead, he had to spoil principalities and powers. The same power by which principalities were spoiled is the same power that arrested Jesus and took him up there. And it's the same power that the Father deployed to come upon you to prove that you, this material you are using, is a material that is more than a conqueror. It conquered before, so it will conquer again. So if you align with the anointing, what it will produce is the victory you produced before. Are you with me? If it defeated the devil before, it will defeat him in your own life. There is no way an anointing can be operational and it will not produce dominion. No. Second scripture before I begin to pray. Do you still remember Acts chapter 10? You remember it? From verse 36 to 38. Give me that scripture. So I'm wondering why someone will say you are operating under the anointing and you are defeated. It's a taboo. No, it's a taboo. The reason why I left the service this morning is to go and pray. That's why I left and I took permission from Apostle Gideon. I said, I will not be in your session. Let me pray. So when I went to pray, I was praying. And then the Bible talks about the unction upon us that teaches us. The anointing started teaching me. That lecture, I did not know it before. When I submitted to the anointing, then he started teaching me how we are going to dominate today. Have you read the scripture that says that God will teach your hands to war and your fingers to fight? You don't know how to fight. That's what it means. The anointing that you have received, it will teach you. If you think you can use the skills of another battle to fight another one, you will know that the devil too improves after every fight. Yeah. The devil went for training. You don't know he went for training. There is a place we used to do home cell in the village those days. It was on Thursday. We were about to come for home cell. Our host had an accident. The two legs were off. The son almost had an accident. This one almost had. In one day, then I knew Satan went for intense training to take out every member of that household for allowing that home cell. The legs were like this. You will know Satan is bad even on Friday or on Sunday. It was not that we were not prayerful. We were fermenting prayer in that place. Satan is strong. But you know what happened? It didn't end there. The legs healed. And he healed, and we continued. And the same demons that came to attack, they took off. Because the battle won't end until the story of dominion is told. Yes. He did it before and he will do it again. He said, the enemies are there, don't worry about them. He said, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn, because I will be anointed with fresh oil. In Acts chapter 10 verse 36, Peter was trying to preach to unchurched people, people that do not know the scriptures, they have no heritage in God. How did he begin this sermon? He said, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, his Lord of all. Next verse. That word I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. What was that word? How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. What was the result? He could rule over sicknesses. They say this sickness is so bad. See what he made somebody's leg like. Jesus can rule over it because there's a ruling element that is carried. He went about doing good, healing all. Eh? When you go to the microbiology laboratory and they take some samples from you and they test it and they find Salmonella paratyphi, they will spread the sample, the culture, and then use chloramphenicol on one to test the effect, whether chloramphenicol can kill that Salmonella. They will use Ampiclox on another. They will use Amoxil on another one. They will use Ciprofloxacin on the other one. Then they will watch it over time. Then you will see that the one in the Amoxil culture, it died instantly. They say, okay, this thing is sensitive to Amoxil 3+. Ciprofloxacin, it was dying gradually, but it died. It's okay, this is 2+. Chloramphenicol did not even affect it. So it is not part of the prescription. The Bible says, when Jesus became anointed, are you with me? And he moved around, he did good, but he healed all that were oppressed of the devil. It means the anointing has high affinity for oppression. High. In the culture media, oppression suffers quick death. Because oppression is a form of rulership. When the anointing that is an instrument for governance comes, it deals with oppression. Because the anointing is designed for rulers. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I come from a line of necromancers, people that, very long line, they know how to speak to the dead, invoke the dead. And necromancy is normally more trusted than all the other arms of satanic power. Whereas you might visit a sorcerer and the sorcerer gives you an amulet, then he gives you laws, rules and regulations to follow. You might violate those rules, some evil will happen to you, you may even manage it, but in necromancy it is either life or death. If the laws are broken, the way we know is that you die in a certain way. Not normal way. There is a way that you will die, that necromancers will know, oh, it's our bullet that brought him down. So if you want to fight necromancy, one of the things you do is make sure you don't drink water. And make sure you don't stand on ground. On the ground. That means you need to look for a helicopter. That will be because even if you run from Nigeria to France, close to that tower in France, They will see you there. And we began to pray. We began to pray. That we cannot be known by this sign. Yes, when they are sons of light here. I remember when they were, my grandfather was a chief. When they were burying him, they had already buried him. So they were doing something again like burial. I don't know the meaning of that. So they said, all the grandchildren must come. And because it was in rainy season, they brought a man that knows how to stop rain. My uncles. The man brought some tools. So I now went to the back of the house. I saw smoke. It was entering into the room. Meanwhile, that smoke is sending signal with to stop. The sky can do like this, but it won't drop. So I now went to the man and said, who brought you? The man said, you are too young for me to talk to. You need to have developed some white beard before you can communicate with me. I said, but you are in my house and I'm not aware how you came. I never knew that that thing he was doing was the prelude. He needs to do that thing before they bring the masquerade, the real masquerade. That one comes in the night. So I went and told my uncle that is born again that we're in trouble. If they leave this place, somebody else will die. So we started speaking in tongues. But nobody knows this one that I'm telling you. Me and my uncle. We spoke in tongues. When the masquerade came, because it's very sensitive, that masquerade, he did a few moves. He saw that the place is not good. He just entered the pickup that brought it. I'm talking about a masquerade that in the height of the dance, then it will unveil something here. But if you have eyes, you will see something like pin, small pins. That pin that you live with is sickness that the doctor cannot cure. What they are trying to do is that the great emperor that died, some heads must go with him. That is the language. That thing didn't work that day. The beast had to go back. And he warned the people that brought it that you be sure of the environment. The anointing is, he has higher affinity with oppression. Because all that you are oppressed of what? Why? Because God is with you. Tonight, if Jesus healed before, he will heal today. He healed all that were oppressed of the devil. Do you know what? My family was free from that curse. It broke. That's why I'm here. The thing won't allow you to preach the way I'm doing. That thing. You say you want to preach, it will appear to you that you are breaking the covenant I've made with your ancestors. The reason why we can preach now is because that covenant is no longer there. Anointing has high affinity to deal with oppression. He said he went about, he was a mobile philanthropist doing good. He did all kinds of good, but when he met all that were oppressed of the devil, we healed them. Today, we are going to ask the Lord to release his anointing. And there will be physical healings and deliverances.
And then you will go with a part of it. Because these are the days of the rulers. The things that chase you, you will chase them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Kabula Malia Kaba. Kura Masila Mazaila. Kubeskobre na kipotali kosale. Kompresko fetamina sula batwa. Presko benali kosakaila. Babresko venali koskabaito. Moneta kapresko benala mantolia. Asiko praskiva nala makobos presoke mazila pole masika mantabo. The anointing teaches, for you have received an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. The knowledge faculty of the anointing suddenly opens up. Then you begin to know things you never knew. Because a king wants to rule through the anointing that is upon your life. Nobody ascends the throne without the anointing. I am not a victim. I am not a specimen for the experiments of the devil. My horn shall down exalt like the horn of a unicorn. Koma sila praseko. I koma salaba. Thank you, Jesus. My isosela presko vamande. Laikos kaba, kulamos kaba, kaba isosenende. We are called to rule. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now, this is a time for healing. Many things will happen in a short while, very short while. Many things will happen in a short while. If you brought sick people, people immobilized, people that cannot walk, people that cannot talk, people that are deaf in their ears, welcome. For those of you that have blood conditions, you need to do a test before we confirm your healing. Don't share any testimony that you have not confirmed. The anointing is a rulership equipment. You don't need to support it to work. No. No. It came from heaven with a mandate, exclusive mandate. Rule thou. Rule thou in the midst of your enemies. Rule thou. Rule thou. The ruler's mandate comes to you. Yes, is there something that is frustrating, that is in the family, manipulating the destinies of men? I say to you, rule down in the midst of your enemies. And thy people shall be willing in the day of your power. Labosa men da kabe. Ebros kema salaboria kilaski bahantolia. Maisko prela habatwa kambosamena kila bokote labrahasi marasko pena maila. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Na. Yeah, na 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 na.
Yeah. 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 Na na na. Yeah. Na na.
Sila Mahaya. In Jesus' name. Yeah. It's okay. No more praying. Put your hand where the sickness is now. You brought an oppressed person. You brought someone with madness, a chronic situation. Just lay hands on the person. That's all. No more prayer. He wants to give you what you have been praying for. Just keep quiet. You want your eyes to see and you are using glasses. This is the time to remove it and lay your hands on the eyes. Is there a moving object in your body? Put your hand where the thing normally moves. Just put it there. Are you deaf in one ear? Put this finger there. And follow my instructions. If I say in Jesus' name, say amen. In the name of Jesus. There's somebody in this congregation, you hear a voice that speaks to you. And this voice gives you instructions. You know it's not the voice of God. And if you refuse to obey that voice, you will feel uneasy and unsettled. Come now. Don't sing. So that we can keep to time. Are these all the people? Right. Are these all the people? One of your case is chronic. The case of one of you is chronic. Join up quickly. In the name of Jesus! You are here, you were involved in an accident, and for a time you used crutches to walk until the healing was perfected. Few weeks ago you started feeling the same pains for which you used the crutches. Can you wave your hand? You started feeling the same pains for which you used the crutches to walk. Okay, one here. If that's your case, join them. These two cases will be addressed. Oh my God. Listen to me. Can you hear me? Those of you in front, listen. The sign that God has answered the prayer I want to pray is that the hand of God will come upon three people. If you see that sign, then he has answered all your prayers. Exactly. Is it easy enough for you to relate with? Father, in the name of Jesus, these people have come, they have come to the intensive care unit of your grace. And I ask that you break, stop coming. If you are still coming, don't come again. Don't come again. Don't come again. Because you forget yourself. The hand of God will come on three people. To come strong on three people. Just three people. Three people. Show me the sign. To come on three people. To come on three people. To come on three people. Father, show me the sign. Show me the sign. Show me the sign. Let the grace come upon the third person. Let it be strong. So strong. So strong. So strong. So strong. So strong. I break that yoke that you carry. I command that stranglehold of the devil to break. In the name of Jesus. Do we have three people? Okay, you have three people. Go back. In the name of Jesus. See, we have a challenge. We have a challenge. If you will say the truth, you'll be delivered. The image of an idol, the image of an idol appears to somebody. Appears to somebody in your dream. You had dealings with an idol before. And even now that you have severed yourself from the idol, the image of this idol still haunts you. If you accept, you'll be free. The image of the idol still appears to you. Where are you? Come now. The image of the idol. Can you interview him? Let's be sure of his condition. The image. In the name of Jesus! Listen, I see the spirit of death. Father, in the name of Jesus, man that is under the spell of the spirit of death, inside or outside, I ask that you stretch forth your hand from my right hand to my left hand to the outside of the auditorium. Just help me find, oh God, them that have been marked for death. 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 Show me those ones that are marked. And let your hand come strong to deliver them. Yes, yes. What do you have there?
Praise the Lord.
Keep your hand where the sickness is. So keep your hand. Ushers, I need to touch those people that death is following. Just a touch.
We have such cases as images of idol appearing on the wall.
For you, it appears on the wall. Yeah. For how long now? Let's hear her. It started when? 2005.
Then the day before yesterday.
You saw the image on the wall.
As if it's coming to my place.
All right. That's what we are talking about.
Then we have a case here.
Wait. You don't come to the house of God to die. You come here to live, not to die. And so I disappoint the appointment with death. I said, death, go back. Death, go back. Go back. In the name of Jesus. Death, liver, and copper. Yes, have you confirmed? Yes.
It's confirmed.
What's wrong with him?
He was a member of a cult.
A member of a cult?
There was a threat that if he lives, he was going to die.
There was a threat that if he lives, he was going to die.
He sees the images. He had issues with idolatry before.
Had issues with idolatry.
And then the spirit of death, image of death keeps appearing like a...
The image of death. Death! Go! Loser! Now! Jesus! You saw the idols, but I come in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command that the image following you to break. Break! In the name of Jesus. Leave his soul, leave his soul, leave his soul, leave his soul. Lose your hold now in Jesus' name. Idol, foul spirit, be gone. You occultic covenant, you have no power over him anymore. You have not told me about her case.
Her is idols from her father's house that keep appearing to her.
It appears to her. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command that hold to break. I release her from the power of the idols. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Are your hands still there? Because the healing has started. The healing has started. I rebuke every pain, every sickness, every disease, every chain, every fetter that the devil has placed on the lives of men. I command it to break in the name of Jesus. I command it to break in the name of Jesus. I command it to break in the name of Jesus. Break, 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 break now in the name of Jesus Christ. I say break in the name of Jesus Christ. Break in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God. I command that pain that is moving on your body. Break down. Oh, the spirit of death is walking out of this tent. It's walking out. It's walking out. I see it now. It's walking out. I banish you in the name of Jesus. We have no covenant with you. We banish you in the name of Jesus Christ. I see someone with strange migraine, and the migraine is leaving. I command all the eyes, short-sightedness, be bound. Long-sightedness, be bound. Astigmatism, be bound. Cataract, clear off in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind deafness. I say, be bound in the name of Jesus. Be bound in the name of Jesus. Be bound in the name of Jesus. And come out in Jesus' name. I'm seeing somebody under the tent outside. I don't know what is wrong with you. But I'm seeing the angel of the Lord standing by you right now. I'm seeing that angel standing by you right now. And in a short while, your body will begin to vibrate. Your body will begin to vibrate. Your body will begin to vibrate. And I ask, oh God, that you locate that person with power. Locate that person with your power. Locate that person. Locate that person. Ushers, help me bring that person. Oh. Oh, oh, oh. Somebody here, you stepped on something and then your leg began to swell. Come here. Your leg began to swell. You stepped on something and then your leg began to swell. Satan is trying to use you to settle an account. But I forbid that. If you find that person outside that I'm speaking about, let the person come. Your leg began to swell. Yes, come. In the name of Jesus, I command the yoke, break! Father, perfect it. Perfect it. Perfect it. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. From the crown of her head to the... Oh my God. Oh my God. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! I'm seeing an injection. It's being removed. Something like a syringe. It's being removed from somebody's body. You are feeling some pain now, but the pain will go in the next 5 seconds and you'll be totally free. You will not feel that pain again because the syringe is being removed gradually. There's pain on your body now, but in 5 seconds you'll be free. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Yes, the healings have begun to take place now. Healing. Someone healed on the back already. There's a healing on the back. If you do what you could not do before, do what you could not do. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh my Jesus. Check your body, check your body. Check your body quickly. Check your body. You know there's a healing. Let me see. I have seen 2 notable miracles. Those are the people I want to see. 2 strange things have happened already. Yes, you are healed and you know it in your body. Let's see your hand. Those of you healed, come this way. Come this side. Come this side. Come this side. Aiko Mala. Aiko Mala. Aiko Selata. Yes. Let it rest on you like a crown. Let it rest. Aiko Sila Mai Kaborato. Kabaiso Sela Brisco Bahapre. Ama Masia Kambela. Ama Masila Compre. There are two notable miracles. You came here and you left your mother back. Somebody from the east, you came. You left your mother sick before you came. You left your mother sick before you came. But when you go back, you meet her well. You meet her well. No need to hurry to go back. You go back and see her. Okay. Because I saw the Lord taking healing to her somewhere in the east. You meet her where? You meet her where? In the name of Jesus. Yes, scrutinize them now. I want to give you what I have. I have something. I want to give you what I have. Such as I have. Such as I have. Such as I have. Oh, listen. Don't talk. Keep quiet. God will anoint 5 prophets now. At the count of 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 of them. Then it begins to come stronger. Yes, it's coming stronger. It's coming intense. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger and stronger. Stronger and aha. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. I'm seeing 3 people outside. 3 people outside. 3 people, and the hand of God will come upon those 3 people. Because you will begin to pray for the sick and see them healed. 3 of you. Father, look at them. 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 I'm seeing a burning on someone. A burning. You are trying to resist it, but it's not possible. Oh my God, it's coming so strong upon you. There is a chain is being broken, and God is also anointing you. He's breaking a chain, and He's anointing you. He's breaking a chain. Now those of you that were healed before you testify, two of you, the Lord will touch two of you now. Father, show me those two. 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 Let your hand touch them. Let your hand touch those two now. Let your hand touch those two now. Touch them. Touch them now. Let your hand. Oh Jesus. Let your hand touch those. The second one. 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 Holy Ghost. From today, let the power of the Holy Ghost begin to rest upon you. Begin to rest upon your life. I feel fire. I feel fire. Now you can ask him for fire. Because oh my God. Ilomakane. There's a fire. There's a fire. There's a fire. And 10 people will receive fire. Fire, 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 fire. They'll receive fire. It will burn you. It will come upon you. Receive the fire. Seven gold have I not? But such as I have, I give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive his fire. Go in this thy might. Let the flames of God come upon you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Thank you, Lord. Yes, where's Tony?
We have
five more minutes.
About three cases of excruciating menstrual pains vanished immediately. We have a case of short.
Yes, where are those people with that menstrual condition? It's a curse that you have been carrying. Your grandmother had it, your mother had it, and then you have it. Stand here, don't worry. Just.
Then we have a case of short sightedness.
This has not finished. This one now, they are in the surgical ward of Jesus. You see, somebody needs to check the eyes because your eyes have been healed. You need to just check the eyes. If you confirm it, join them. Somebody's eyes have been healed. Your eyes are healed now. Father, these two ladies have been laboring under this yoke. So I ask, let this curse pass away from them. Pass away from. Okay. See, the hand of God is on one of you. I'm sensing it on my hand. Okay, it's coming stronger. Yes, it's intense. The Holy Spirit is working something. It's working something. It's working something. It's working something. Yes, let it break. Let the yoke break. Let the curse pass. Let it pass. Thank you. Thank you. Let it pass. Let it pass forever. 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 In the name of Jesus. Yes, two of you can go. You are free.
So yes, three cases of back pain.
Okay,
vanished
back pain.
Immediately.
He vanished. Give Jesus a hand.
We have a case here of short-sightedness. She was staying at the back there.
Short-sightedness healed.
And the power of God touched her. Now she could see clearly from the back.
She can see from the back now. See, the Lord just... Oh, is he a human being that did that? So you celebrate Jesus. See, her eyes, her sight has been restored. And she can see. You can see far now.
I can see what is written on the screen.
She can see what is written on the screen now. Somebody is not excited that she's here. Because we are expecting her to go back the same way she came. She can see now. And even see the screen. We celebrate you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate Jesus. How much, you know, where did you come from to attend this meeting?
I came from Wanuni. I'm a serving call member.
Okay. How much is the transport?
It's 300 naira.
She paid 300 naira to come here. Then God now. That's not enough for consultancy fee in the hospital. Give Jesus a big hand. Amen. You see, my spirit just opened. What? There's somebody around this place. You are healed, but you have refused to come out. Check your body. Here. This place, I'm pointing. Check your body. Check your body. Check your body. Check, check, check. Yes. He was hiding there. He was hiding there. My spirit just opened like this. Then he just opened. Yes, come, come. Yes, what happened to you?
I have astigmatism.
What's that?
Inability for the eyes to focus on something for a long time.
Inability for the eyes to focus on something for a long time. Can you focus?
Yes, I've tried with my Bible.
Yo, he has tried with his Bible. Astigmatism broken. Can you celebrate? Can you celebrate Jesus? The anointing has, in the culture media, is sensitive to oppression. If he comes close to oppression, he heals all that are oppressed of the devil. Lord, let these miracles be permanent in the name of Jesus. You, where did you come? You're also a Ikopa?
Yes, sir.
From where are you, sir?
Makoji.
How much did you pay to come here?
100 naira.
You paid 100 naira and then God healed him. The 100 naira is the same money we pay to go to Federal Medical Center. Not to buy card. It's just to appear there and say, and greet the gate man. And Jesus is permanent. You can go and sit down.
We have another case of short-sightedness here.
Another case of short-sightedness?
With a medicated glass for correcting.
I like this. I like this kind of stuff. You see, in Oka, I came back with souvenir. She used to use may the Lord help in Jesus' name. So you can see now. What is short sightedness?
Can't see far.
Can't see far. So can you see? She can see very clearly, and she doesn't need the glass. Now wait, don't clap yet. Some people are saying I came in the night. I went and located her in the night. Have we met before? Did I come in the night so that we will arrange miracle? This is the work of God. Somebody celebrate Jesus. Where is the cameraman? Make sure you capture this souvenir. Let all the people watching online know that we do not fake miracles. This is the hand of God. This is evidence that Jesus did before. That's the anointing. What he did before, it will do again. What's your name?
Angelus.
Angela healed of short-sightedness. She has no need of her glasses forever. Even at old age, you will use your 20/20 vision in Jesus' name.
Severe neck pain arrested by the power of God here.
Severe neck pain arrested by the power of God. Celebrate Jesus. It is permanent. Leave that woman. Leave that woman. Leave her. There's, she's in clinic. Jesus clinic. It is done in Jesus'
you
name.
You made mention of migraine headache.
Migraine headache
vanished
broken.
At the power of God.
Yes, it is broken in the name of Jesus. Broken in the name of Jesus. It's permanent in Jesus' name.
Very severe abdominal pain that caused her to even throw up today disappeared at the instance of the power of God.
Abdominal pain gone in the name of Jesus. Gone in the name of Jesus.
We have another case of short-sightedness here being dealt with by the power of God.
Come up. Now listen. Somebody's mother at home has been healed. My spirit just opened and I saw it. When you are done with the service, call home. You will see that your mother she's restored. I saw it in my spirit. Yeah. What short-sightedness?
Okay, I won't be able to see far.
Oh, she can't see. Can you see far things now?
Yes.
Were you using glasses before?
Yes.
Where are your spectacles?
Yeah.
Let's see it. People, they'll say me and you met in the night. So great.
Very severe headache that causes pain on half of the body, arrested by the power of God.
That's symptoms of paralysis. It's gone forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Gone forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, what?
Feverish and malaria condition arrested
what?
Also.
It's bound. It's bound. That man is back to sender in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Kata arrested by the power of God.
Kata arrested, it will not return in the name of Jesus. Now, some people buy golden glass cases. And the thing is so fine that you can't even imagine living without it. This one is like Coke bottle. For those of you online, we don't fake miracles. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we believe in miracles. And in a moment of time, we'll release some miracles to those of you that are listening to us online. It is permanent. You don't need this anymore in Jesus' mighty name. What's your name?
Queen.
Do you stay here?
No, I stay in Anambra.
How much did you pay to come?
$3,500.
Now, what's the consultant's fee of a consultant? Where's Doyum? They're outside. Who is the medical personnel here? All outside. Okay, they are laboring. Maria, how much is consultancy fee in FMC now? $5,000. Now, so she will not see a consultant. She will need to borrow $2,000 where they buy card with her handset as collateral. But Jesus has taken it away. Celebrate Jesus. You are blessed.
It seems the cases of short-sightedness being corrected by the power of God.
Another case of short-sightedness correct.
Increase. She couldn't see the write-up at the background before, but now she can see
very
clearly.
She couldn't see the write-up at the background. Now she can see very clearly, and she has her own little coffin here. You are relieved of little coffins in Jesus' name. No matter how you make the hand fine, it's still a burden. You see, they put golden hands and aesthetics. It's a challenge. Celebrate Jesus again. Celebrate. Did we meet in the night to arrange this? Okay. We didn't meet in the night. What's your name?
Kume.
Are you in Makurdi or you came here?
No, I came from Warri.
What's the transport fare from Warri?
I don't know.
Did you come by flying? Okay. Oh. Pastor paid for her, so she doesn't know. Pastor, how much is it from Warri here now? No, just come in. You came to see Jesus. Yeah. 4-5. He's still not up to our consultancy money here. She will borrow money with handsets at the place where they buy card. But she's healed from worry. All of you in worry, we believe in miracles. Next time you hear there's a meeting, send more blind, send more deaf, send madmen from worry. In Jesus' name. Not to me, but to Jesus. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus.
Pain on the lower side of the stomach, suspected to be appendicitis, vanished.
You don't need a surgery, you need Jesus. Pain banished, and so shall it be in Jesus' name.
Excruciating tooth pain arrested by the power of God.
Toothache gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, I want to pray for 10 minutes, then I'll run away. Because someone is online and is wondering, why are we not attending to them? Can you pray for the people online for the next 3 minutes?
Ali amata. Cobrese lo con beso si labrante cuscabaila. Ma iso sana branta babolesi. Mobreka busque tamina branta babolato. Endorono soko moroko se hika branta babu hikaba. Maito. Listen to me. Those of you that see idols and spirits attached to idols, from this night you will not see them again. Woo! I see a sister here. You have 3 other sisters, 4 ladies in your family, all not married. Come. You are here. You have 3 other sisters, all not married. Jesus sent me to your family. There is a message he sent me to your family about, because God is about to descend. Oh my God. Oh my God. Before December, 2 will be married. Rande keso koria masila bando koria. Raminon te sokonda labo. Can you stretch your hand in that direction? And you say, oh God, give them a miracle, give them a miracle. Before December. No, leave him, leave him. He's connected, he's connected. Somebody pray and break the yoke. Rasconde naike. Ramoseke makabo loko bokoto. Beautiful ladies, but stuck, held down. Tonight, I liberate that family. I break that yoke. I release you in the name of Jesus. I speak to the altar that is regulating the family, and I command this yoke to break. As I lay hands on you, I decree a new beginning, a new day, a new day, a new day, a new day for you, a new day, a new day. Let it open afresh. Let it open afresh. Let it open afresh. I break the yoke. I proclaim a new day upon you, upon your life. A new day upon your life. In the name of Jesus. A new day upon your life. Let the yoke break. Let it break. Loose her. Let it break. I command that yoke on the family, on all the ladies. Powers from the water, break your hold. I command those ladies to be loose. They are under your power now, but I speak by the blood, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood. Come out, come out. Yes, yes, from the crown of our head. That thing that you put in her chest, can you lay hand on her chest? Yes, let it come out, 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 let it come out. Can you lay hands on her waist? Break the yoke, break it. Pray, 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 pray. Subalaha. Now get oil, just anoint her, anoint her, anoint this one. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call her forth. I call her forth. As I address the yoke, let it be lifted in the name of Jesus. Ha.
hand. Did I tell you to remove your hand? Yes. Those demons that has held you bound, I command them to go back to the river. Go back to the river. Go back to the river. And where you were tied, I command you to come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. I release all your sisters. I call them forth. Come back in the name of Jesus. Hey! Those of you online will release the power of God on your life. I hear the name Michael. There is a Michael listening to me online. I don't know where you are, but the hand of God just came upon you now. Yes, it came upon you and it's so strong. You feel a burning on your body. Oh my God, oh my God, I break that yoke and I release you from the torment of the devil. Let your right mind be given unto you. I banish that voice that speaks into your head. I break the yoke. Michael, be free. Let favor come upon these families. Let favor come upon these families. In the name of Jesus. Let favor come upon these families. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are released. Yes, what happened there?
We have a case here of an 8-year-old deafness on the left ear.
Okay, an 8-year-old deafness on the left ear.
Addressed by the power of God.
So she can hear now on her left ear. Somebody shout hallelujah. You could not hear with that ear?
Yes.
For 8 years?
Yes.
So what happened? Did you feel anything while we prayed?
Yes.
What did you feel?
I felt like it was opening.
Did you feel something come out, poop? Or, yeah, she felt poop. You will hear poop. And you'll be free. Poop. 8 years deafness broken by the power of God. Can you celebrate Jesus? Woo. Sorry, our time is up. Yes, what happened there?
I feel some sense, kind of some walking, calling sensation on my head. But when I was younger, I can remember my dad took me to an Ifa priest, some stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You used to feel a sensation upon your head.
Yeah.
Okay, come now, come. Let's talk to the sensation. Father, in the name of Jesus, every legal ground that was secured on the account of consulting Satan, he is not a follower of Satan. And so, Satan, I don't know why you are still here. We command that your filthy hand burnt off now.
Yeah.
Burnt off now!
Yeah.
Now, in the name of Jesus! Burnt off! Yes. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's burnt off. That's the anointing is so that we can rule. Yes, it's not by power. It's not. You know, you didn't apply to be anointed. No application in the night. God, in his calling on your life, decided to put. And it's not so that you can preach, so that you can rule. Now we call you forth from that shrine of the Ifa. And we sever you from the spirit that is worshipped there. As we consecrate you to Jehovah Shalom. Leave his head now. I told my likaba to combe. Salombres kufa laita kambela. Yes. You know what you will do? Just take him somewhere. Let him lie down somewhere. This treatment is surgical. Sometimes surgery takes time so that your hands will not. And I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. Those of you listening online, may God crown you. Those of you that took a step of faith to sow so that we could raise the house of God, I decree to you. You want to give 1 million? You are welcome to the realm of many millions this year. Many millions. If you did business and you did not succeed, there's battle, stagnation, go back. Before November, you will have testimonies of visitations from God. God will raise you up and put favor on your life. Yes?
We have an eye condition here such that she couldn't read small characters earlier on, and even the bigger ones.
Even the big ones, she can't read.
But right now, the reason why she had to stay back was to read the Bible and
class. She wanted to ensure that conduct a
the miracle is settled.
So that the miracle will not be by faith. And she has finished her test and she can see. Step lively. The devil is a bastard. Oh, she also has this copy. You will not need a copy. Did we meet in the night to discuss miracle? So that you will come and say, ah. You know, if you see her face, she's older than me. This type, I can't deceive her. But I need to see the specification. That's the cost.
Before I read, it's too hard. I can't even see big writing. This was a small one. But now, that's why I waited behind. I can't this one Bible read. I can't that person Bible read.
No.
Hey! Somebody shout hallelujah! Cameraman, capture this. Let all the world see that Jesus heals blind eyes. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Now, do you stay here? How much did you take to transport him?
Came from Abuja, sir.
How much is the transport?
It's 2,500.
You can't see an eye specialist. You borrow money, drop your phone. But Jesus heals. You consult him. And he heals. Yes, I want us to pray for this pastor as my friend in Benin. And indeed, all people laboring for God in the city of Benin, this prayer is for you. You are going back. Yes, the witchcraft has been heightened. You are going back possessed with the Holy Ghost. No witch, no incantation, no night fellowship in darkness will be able to manipulate you. I pray with pastor as a point of contact to reach all the brethren from Benin. And I ask, oh God, that there be a heightened intensity of your grace upon their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Go in this thy might. Let thy voice be heard. Let thy authority be acknowledged. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Many people have been walking behind the scene. The women are in the kitchen. I don't even know how to package their own blessings. They will still be in the kitchen tomorrow. But we will go. I will take one man of God. We'll go to the kitchen. So that we can release the hand of God. They have needs too. And God will meet them at the point of their needs in the kitchen. He was the camp commandant, brought so much order to the camp. Can you put your hands together? Yeah, I know. It's my man now. From Benin. We are trusting God that we'll buy more land in that place and build a camp too, so that you can check in anytime you want. Yeah. You can decide to come on a retreat with your bag. Yes, the prayer garden should be operational till Jesus comes back. So we are building a house for you, a place you can come and check in and tarry for months, for weeks to seek the face of the Lord. We have all those plans in place. We bless this brother for bringing order to the camp. Let God bring order into your life. I was expecting you to come with your wife. Did you come with your wife? All right, so tell your wife, we hope to see her sometime. God bless you.